This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 462, Vitor's IELTS Wildcards for Whole Band Boosts.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we talk to Vitor, a Three Keys student who surged his IELTS scores to sevens and eights. Learn how focus, hard work, positivity, and the right strategies can motivate you to make your own IELTS climbs. Hello and a lovely day to you IELTS listeners. We have an awesome, awesome guest today. His name is Vitor. He is an amazing student from our course. I'll let you introduce yourself, Vitor. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Thank you, Jessica. Hello, listeners. I'm Vitor from São Paulo, Brazil, and I'm really happy to be here with you.
And why are you here? Why are you talking to me today?
Well, I think I have a good score on my last IELTS exam. So that's why. That's why.
Heck yeah, you did. Tell us your scores.
Well, my last IELTS test was writing 7, reading 7, speaking 8, and listening 7.5.
That is fantastic. That is so good. Was that the first time you took IELTS or had you taken it before?
Oh, not really. It was my second attempt. And it was the second one. The first was on June 3rd. And the writing was 6, the reading 7.5, speaking 7, and listening 6.5. So I did increase my scores.
So, had you been in our course for that first attempt, or did you like see the first scores you got and then you thought like, okay, I need to do something to raise these scores?
Yes, that was the second choice. I was stubborn and I thought, well, I do speak English, it's okay, I'm going to nail the test, and it did not happen. And then I was looking for a course to help me with the IELTS test.
So let's talk about your frame of mind before, because maybe this can sort of encourage other listeners to examine their own position in their IELTS preparation. Because, I mean, obviously, you're good at English. your speaking is fantastic. Like, you sound super natural and really confident. So you were confident before. Like, what made you think that you would have no problem on the test before?
Well, actually, I thought that they would test just the communication skills, if I could truly express myself. But I did not, I was not aware about the vocabulary, so I had to show off a wide variety of words that I know. So I was just speaking straightforward, you know, yes, no, short answers and without vocabulary and possibly some grammar mistakes. And I did not practice a lot. I just thought, well, it's going to be okay. Let's do it. And I was terribly wrong.
Well, I mean, your scores weren't that bad the first time. Like, you were still able to get, you know, 6s and 7s. And that 7.5 in reading was awesome. But obviously, you needed different scores than that.
Yes.
So, it's really funny because that's what happens to native speakers, you know? Like, when they rock up on the day of the exam. But that's natural. That is logically how you would answer those questions. If the examiner's like, do you work or are you a student? You're like, I'm a student, or I have a job. And then they're like, what do you enjoy about your job? And you're like, yeah, well, it's fun. I mean, it's interesting. And then that's it. But obviously, like, that's not good enough for IELTS. So do you feel like Do you feel like you really had to change the way you communicated to go from that 7 to that 8 in speaking?
Well, I surely did. Because, you know, I would say that this course helped me in a wide variety of ways. Well, Ozzy's here. Huh?
Yeah.
No problem. I do love dogs.
Walking outside. Oh, good. Me too.
I have a golden retriever. It's a fantastic breed.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Retrievers are so, and they're so like loyal as well.
Truly.
Retrievers
are super
loyal. That's
a true fact.
Okay, so anyway, back to IELTS. Thank you for that brief interruption, Ozzy. That was brought to you by my dog, Ozzy.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get back to IELTS. So you had to change the way you communicated. You mentioned vocabulary was a big deal, right?
Yeah, vocabulary. Actually, I did have a good vocabulary, but I just did not show off that vocabulary.
Yeah.
I just did not display it properly to the examiner. So although my coherence and fluency was okay, probably my vocabulary was not so good, and my grammar was not that good also. That's why I got a 7. Still a good grade, but I improved it to 8. So it's a whole band point. It's a lot.
That is a lot. That's huge.
It's huge. And I improved one point in almost each of the bands. So it's truly amazing.
No, it's incredible. Do you think there was any, this may be a tough question to answer, but were there any vocabulary items you really worked on including in your answers? Like, was there any vocabulary you practiced and made sure to use on test day that you felt like maybe was the difference between that 7 and that 8?
For sure. For example, you gave us a lot of vocabulary words. Like engage, ludicrous, all the words that you taught us on the course, during the course, actually I used them because they are like wild cards. You can fit them in a lot of sentences. So if you keep practicing them, sure, they are going to sound naturally when you speak. And that was good.
That's the key. I'm gonna steal that phrase if you'll let me.
Okay.
I'm gonna start saying academic wild card words. I love this. We should develop like a new list of these. Guys, this is like this is something that I try to encourage people to do. Exactly what Vitor is saying. We have to find interesting words, high level words, not just formal, but informal as well, right? The interesting, that's the key. And the second part of that is that the meaning still has to be general because then you could fit them in anywhere. I love that. They're the wild card words. And that's, you can't stop there, right? Like Vitor is saying, you have to practice using these. Guys, it's not enough just to learn a list of words, right? You have to practice using them, but you also have to bring your own knowledge of vocabulary into that. If you only memorize like 5 words and, but then the other words around them in your speaking and writing are not impressive, those 5 words are not going to improve your score. Like you still have to put in work on your own to be able to reach especially that 8. So, okay, I love it. Let's talk about writing because that was also a whole band increase. What's the difference do you think? Like your personal difference between a 6 and a 7?
Well, the first one is the brainstorm. For sure, the brainstorm is crucial. It's vital. You have to practice brainstorm and also practice the templates that you gave us. It's just perfect. The templates really works. I mean, in fact, everything that you tell us during the course works. That's it. If you pay attention, you just show the pathway. But I do have to be willing to get through the pathway that you show, you know? Otherwise, it's not going to work. And speaking about writing skills, you just have to write. Take the template and write once, twice, The third time, you're going to feel more comfortable. And today, actually, whenever I see something, I start thinking on the IELTS template.
What do you mean?
Natural.
Like what? Like you start formulating your thoughts, like organized according to the template?
Exactly. That's it. So it becomes natural. You start speaking, and then the words comes to your head, and you see the words, and you see the template, and you see the structure, and you can funnel your ideas, and they just go into the paper. It's become easier.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like you practice quite a bit.
Yeah, I did. And yeah. I strongly advise everyone to do so, because it's a repetition. You get good on everything you do repeatedly, even bad things. So if you practicing in a bad way without the templates, for example, you're going to be a bad writer. If you have a template and the rules and everything at your disposal, you just have to follow it and practice and practice and practice again. It's going to work for sure.
You know, that's the thing that makes starting our course difficult for some people. If they've already prepared for IELTS in some way and they sort of have like pre-printed ideas of how they should approach things, and then they start listening to my lectures and they're like, oh, I have to change everything. So like changing those bad habits, I think, requires extra practice. I think it's a way easier to prepare if you just start our course right away and you just come to it with like a fresh mind, because then you don't have to change any bad habits. You're just ready to like start the good new ones. So guys, be aware of that. It does take a little extra brain power to rewrite our programs sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
And so as far as speaking and writing goes, we had some pretty cool personal coach classes. Do you find that you benefited from any like extra personalized advice that you got in these lessons that didn't come through in the course?
Oh, for sure. When we spoke, my writing skills were not that good. And you gave me a lot of advices, and I started practicing better, you know. So I got better on the writing. And when it comes to speaking, you gave me an 8. And I just enhanced my skills. I just sharpened the knife, you know. So, yeah, it was
awesome.
Just good. It was difficult to miss, I guess. And if I go to the next IELTS, which I will do, I will be even better, I'm sure.
Hey, what's up, guys? Jessica here. If you are ready to commit yourself to a plan that will increase scores, in fact, is guaranteed to increase your next IELTS scores, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So why do you have to take IELTS again?
Well, actually, the immigration requires an 8 on listening and at least 7 on the other bands. So, the 8 is essential. If I do not reach the 8, it is going to be much harder to get the visa.
Oh my God, half a band. That's all that's standing in your way is a half a band on listening. Okay, let's get in to the listening. Maybe we can discover something that you could include, that you could change between now and the next exam to push that half a band. So let's think about your experience on the listening exam. Was anything difficult or challenging, or, you know, what was your experience like on the listening exam?
Well, in fact, I did reach 8, but I switched the letter of one of the answers was volcanic dust with O, mm-hmm. and I wrote volcanic dust with U.
Oh, no.
I would had rich the eight if it was not the spelling mistake that I did. So what I believe, because I do listen, I do understand everything that I listen, and sometimes my mind just drifts away. I don't know. Sure. It starts thinking about butterflies or wherever, and that's awful. But the course helped me a lot, not only English and IELTS techniques, but it increased my focus. It increased my resilience and other things that I did not know it was possible. And your tips, like underlining key words, that was fantastic. And I'm even more into it, you know?
That's awesome. I mean, I'd imagine the first time you took the test, you were still able to understand everything. You just didn't have these strategies to fall back on. So it was really just the lack of strategies and the lack of focus that those strategies bring. So just the strategies and the focus, that explains that still a whole band point increase, but
yeah.
Half a band. Oh my God. That's like, that is painful. But man, you know what? I mean, I feel like you're approaching this in a very positive, healthy way where it's like, you're not just thinking, okay, I have to practice listening. I have to do this. It's like, you know what? I'm going to increase all my scores. I'm going to get like, I'm going to do even better next time. Right. I feel like that's your attitude now.
Yeah, cool. I mean, we have to, you know, everybody takes IELTS for a bigger reason, not only for taking IELTS. Nobody, even in fairy tales, wakes up in the Sunday morning with the sunshine and say, oh, today I'm going to take IELTS. No, that does not happen at all. So I'm taking IELTS for a bigger reason and I cannot give up. That's it. It's one step and I'm going out to overcome it for sure.
Oh, definitely. I have no doubt that you are going to get all the scores you need next time. Vitor, what are you going to do when you get the scores you need?
Well, I will apply to an immigration in Canada and I will take my whole family to Canada and I'll live there. I think it's a very good country with honest people and an honest government, and that will make my life a lot easier and funnier.
Those are the keys. I love that. I we all approach our views of other countries colored by our own country, right? So like your attraction to Canada right now is like, it's an honest government and that is why I want to go there.
It's true.
The same coming from America, you know, but Vitor, I have no doubt that you are going to get there and your family is going to have this amazing new life in Canada. You're going to be colder, but you're going to feel safer overall. So, Vitor, is there any last sort of advice that you could share with our students? Maybe something you experienced on test day or something that really inspired you in your preparation?
Well, actually, the first thing is there is no bad weather. There are only bad clothes. And so Canada is not going to be that bad. Just dress up properly and it's going to be fine. And
Wait. Hold on. Is that an idiom translated from Portuguese?
I'm not sure.
I've never heard it. I love it, but I've never heard it. That's fantastic.
Just awesome. Something that came to my mind.
You just coined a new phrase.
That's nice.
I love it. Guys, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Search Vitor, V-I-T-O-R. You'll get this episode and the blog post. And I will put some of his amazing vocabulary in there that he's used today and this lovely new saying that Vitor has invented because it's fantastic. Okay. And I think you had another thing you wanted to add.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing that I've heard a lot of podcasts of yours, and they were amazing. And many students says, "Oh, I don't have time. I can't do it." And I just go berserk when I hear it because it is everyone has 24 hours a day. Everybody, you cannot add 1 second and have less seconds. So you just have to do it. Plan yourself, follow the roadmap, and be willing to go the extra mile. Because, for example, I do like movies. So I watch the movies in English. I do like podcasts. When I was taking shower, I was listening to podcasts. When I was commuting, I was listening to podcasts. Whenever my son comes to me and asks something, in my first answer, I try to think in English because it's going to stop sometimes, but my overall English is going to increase with time. So just do it, man. You have to go through. Don't find excuses. Where there is will, there is a way. Right?
I love it. Yeah. No, exactly. I think parents have a special advantage here because I know before I had my son, and maybe you've experienced this as well, I think after I had my son, I can say that I surprised myself with how little sleep you can survive on and also how much you can fit into one day. So guys, listeners out there, if you are a parent, I think, you know what? I know you have even more duties, but I do think that you have an advantage because you already are approaching life with like, so there's already so much to do, you know, and I really think that we can fit even more in because you're already used to doing stuff all the time. And like Vitor said, you can do it. Everybody can do this. And I really like your advice of how to find ways to immerse ourselves every day, you know? And again, guys, come back to the blog. I will put these tips in that Vitor just shared. And I will also link to another podcast we did with a student who had some additional ideas about immersing oneself in English, like changing your phone to English, for example, just finding any little way to surround yourself with the language. And just as a last sort of note here, guys, Vitor is not lying. You guys have to go the extra mile, like he said. I mean, accomplishing everything on the study plan is not super easy. I mean, I have really high expectations of you guys because I know that's what it takes. If you're going to get those sevens, those eights, that's what it takes. So I love this sort of hard truth episode today, but also very positively inspirational. So Vitor, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
It was a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for your help.
Awesome. My pleasure. And let us know how you do on your next exam, okay?
For sure, I will.
All right. Awesome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.